zua e kukuma Jesu akataura kilatizo vicha wapo pasi ne kunenga zua richa tima mwiti uchapera nyireti vicha dona diro rishoko Aba tangu buda iwo Mubakereke motende ivangele Yemutumwa wechinowe Ingo aye kuguma Nemazua ye kuguma Jesu akataura Undo tichawana Munyika zindi kwazo Zara ita wapo Nehosha ticha wanda Wazeni wacha pera kufa Ishe mwari wangu Nibatire iku famba za gandaka Munyika ino turatiza chieta Mukati melima Uwaote ishe jesu Nemazua e kukuma Shokora kataura Chakutu milaye Eli amporofita Ie achatora Muwe wana kumati baba awo Rishoko Amatangu Buda Iwoze Mubakereke Motende Ivangere Yomutuma Wechinowe Ingo Waye kuguma Ili Amporo vita Wakato uya Iye uya mutumwa Wechinowe Nezuwari kuguma Wakataura Zakawa Ndikoto mwari Ishe mwari wangu Tibatire Iku famba Zakanaka Munyika ino Kuratiza chieta Munyati merima Vanu waone shukore nyo Dira ishoko Ama zangu budai moze Mumakereke motende ipangere Mutika Vanu waone Kristo wawo
Song is saying, in the last days, God will send us Elijah. He's saying, come out of those churches. He says he's the seventh messenger. Sorry, I wear glasses, you see. But I left my glasses at work. So I can barely see, and I don't know the words of that song too well. So I'm just used to the light, the worldly light. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's carry on. Brother, will you have any song requests? Okay, we'll worship. We enjoy ourselves. Let's sing that song, Deeper, Deeper in the Love of Jesus. Daily let me grow. Higher, higher in the school of wisdom. More of grace to know. Deeper yet I pray, higher every day. Amen. Hallelujah. We all want to grow.
Deeper, deeper. In the love of Jesus, daily let me grow. Higher, higher, in the school of wisdom, more of grace to know. Oh, deeper, oh, deeper, yet I pray. Oh, and higher. blessed Lord, in that precious holy word. Keep blessed Holy Spirit, take it in first day. Till my life is wholly lost in Jesus' perfect faith. Oh, deeper, oh, deeper, yet I pray. Oh, I am high every day. In wise, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word. Deeper, though it cause our trials, deeperly. Oh, I want to go, Lord, in the holy love of Jesus, be faithful. Oh, deeper, oh, deeper, yet I pray. Oh, higher and higher every day. In wise, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word. Deeper, higher, every day in Jesus, dear, oh, conflict pass. My conquer in his earthly birth. Oh, perfected, oh, deeper, oh, deeper, yet I pray, and higher and higher every day, in wise, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy, oh, deeper, oh, deeper. Yet I keep it higher every day. In wise, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word.
Amen. Let's slow down now. I wanted to sing a song for Davina, but later. She asked us the other day, she said, how come we don't sing Cast Your Burdens? So we'll see. How do we have time? Is Davina there? Cast your burden unto Jesus, for he cares for you. Cast your burden unto Jesus, for he cares for you. Oh, cast your burden unto Jesus, oh, he cares for. Oh, higher, 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 lifting Jesus. Oh, higher, 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 lifting Jesus. Oh, cast your burden unto Jesus, for he cares for. Oh, cast your burden unto Jesus, for he cares for. Oh, lower, 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 oh, lower, 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 tramp the devil, oh, tramp him lower, 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 tramp the devil. Oh, cast your burden unto Jesus, for he cares for. Oh, cast your burden, hallelujah, unto Jesus, for he cares. Oh, higher, 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 lifting Jesus. Oh, higher, 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 lifting Jesus. Oh, higher, 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 higher,
Higher, higher, lift it. One more time. Higher, higher. Higher, higher. Higher, higher, higher. Higher, higher, lifting Jesus higher.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Higher, higher. That's where we want to grow. Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus. Amen. Let's sing that song, I Pledge Allegiance to the Lamb. Let's pledge allegiance this weekend. Amen. Like the brothers are ministering, if this is our last weekend, Easter weekend, we want to go up as heroes. We don't want to get there like, you know, that dog. It just died. It just got there. We want to get there, so we say, hey, look, I was pierced here. Hey, they struck me there. They were beating me down there, you know. Not to get there and you're hiding, you know, hiding in the closet from the enemy. Let's pledge one more allegiance today. Amen. I have heard of Christians long ago who were burnt before. A tyrant stole. They were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. But one by one they chose to die for the Son of God. They would never deny. Like a great and gentle fire sea, I can almost hear their voices ring. I pledge allegiance to the with all my strength, with all I am, I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Now the years have gone, oh, and the years have gone. For the curse of Jesus, oh, it still goes on. Till the time has come, oh, to count the cost, to reject this world, to embrace the hope. And one by one, let's live our lives for the one who died to give us life. Till the trumpet sounds, oh, on that final day, let us proudly stand and boldly say, I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. With all my strength, with all I am, I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb, to the Lamb of God, who bore my pain, who took my place, who wore my shame. I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Oh, I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. With all my strength, with all I am, I will seek to honor His command. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. My boat of life still troubles seas. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, but I have a friend who watches
over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, oh, I know the master of the wind. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the heights. Above the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. Brings me low but never brings me down. Oh, I know, I know the master of the wind. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the heights. Above the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights. Brings me low, but never brings me down. Oh, I know the master of the rain. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm a storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. Oh, I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind.
Praise the Lord. Let's just pray. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you this evening.
Amen.
That we can enter into thy courts with praise, with thanksgiving.
Amen.
And we can say, this is the day that the Lord hath made.
Hallelujah.
We will rejoice and be glad.
Amen.
Lord, we're glad that we can gather
Amen.
In your name, in your chosen place of worship, where you've placed your name. And Father, we've come in the name that's above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I sincerely pray that the Holy Spirit will have free course. We welcome the Holy Spirit. We welcome the moving of the Holy Spirit. We ask that your presence will come in a special way, that you'll touch bodies, that you'll touch lives, that you'll deliver and set free and whatever's on people's hearts, needs, unspoken requests. Lord, that even you can reach in and know the thoughts and intents of the heart, for your word is a searcher of the hidden things. And we just ask for perfect liberty in the Holy Ghost. And Lord, that you'll help us to step aside and that you'll come in all your fullness and glorious power. And Lord, I take the blessed Holy Ghost and I thank you undertake for me in Jesus' precious name. Now, Heavenly Father, help us. Lord, just let the things be right. Give us wisdom. Let it be line upon line, precept upon precept. Rightly dividing the word of God, I pray, and bless your people.
Amen.
And Father, we thank thee for this glorious light we have.
Amen.
And we give you all the praise for it. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless each one.
Amen.
It's really good to be here again today. And we just thank the Lord for his mercy and for his grace. And I was really glad our brother Edris came with us today. The Lord bless you, brother.
Amen.
And it's good to have fellowship on the way. Amen. Brother Branham said, true fellowship's two fellows in the boat. But it's good to have fellowship one with another, you know, and we just thank the Lord for it. Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 2. And I said last night I want to speak about the five offerings, and I want to continue the night. And tonight I want to look a little bit at the meat offering, and maybe I go at this a little different, but it's just, you know, the evangelistical side maybe, and I don't want to change that to be something I'm not. But you just pull on the word and God will really help us, I believe that, praise God. Verse 1 of Leviticus 2. And when any will offer a meat offering unto the Lord, his offering shall be a fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it, and put frankincense thereon. And he shall bring it to Aaron's sons, the priests, and he shall take thereout his handful of the flour thereof, and of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. And the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar, to be an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. And we just pray and know that God will bless the reading of his own word. You may be seated. You can read on through this chapter 2 as I preach to you and talk to you today. And just keep your finger in Leviticus, even if I turn somewhere else. And as I go through this, you know, and I'm studying again this morning, that you'd think when you have someone ready, but the Lord keeps you at it, you know. And then I found someone really, Brother Branham said, the day that really blessed me this morning. And maybe I'll mention that a little later on, praise God. But amen. This meat offering, the meat offering typifies Christ and his life. And you see in this offering here, there was no blood shedding in this offering, signifying that the thought of the suffering is not connected with it. And we have here in the type the character and the real moral worth of Jesus as Son of God. Amen. And when you study the real moral worth of Jesus, there's no other man can compare to it. Because when you look at the real moral worth of Jesus, nobody else can compare to the moral worth of Jesus, because Jesus was the only man born of a woman without sin. Amen. Every other man that was born of a woman was born a sinner. You remember now, the first Adam wasn't born. God made him. He had no sin. But every man born of a woman was born with sin. But Christ had no sin. He knew no sin. He had no sin. He was a perfect, blameless Lamb of God. When you study his whole life, throughout his whole life, he's very unique. There's no one like him. And we know in the 20th century, when God sent his prophet, William Branham, he was so close to Jesus, people thought he was Jesus. He had such a life he lived to be like the Lord. He was so close to the Lord. So you imagine what the Lord was like when you look at Brother Branham and you think of what the Lord must have been like. The Lord was so unique, so special.
Amen.
He only did what the Father showed him. He did nothing of himself.
Amen.
Only what the Father showed him.
Amen.
And this offering really looks at his character and his life and the worth of Jesus, Son of God. And looking at this offering, we observe that it was a fine flour. And verse 1, we read a fine flour. And the flour is a product of the earth, and may refer to the kinship of Christ with man. And you see, Christ had to become one of us. He had to become one of us. He condescended. God condescended. God came down. God left the glory and splendor of heaven above. He took upon him the form of a man. He made himself a body, and he stepped into that body, which was the Son of God.
Amen.
That God manifested in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil. Great is the mystery of godliness. God in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. So this flower, yet it speaks This is how it typifies out here in the scriptures. It was a fine flower, though he was truly human, he was entirely and free from the brand of carnal mindedness. There was no deceit, no carnality of any kind, and all the different things. He was absolutely perfect. Yet suffered and tempted in everything we were, but overcame. Over the devil couldn't defeat him. He could never defeat him. People, I heard a preacher one time talk about if Jesus had ascended, he couldn't. I wouldn't even entertain that type of a thought. Another preacher said he had to go to hell to save himself. He never needed saved. He went to save us from hell. He plundered hell that he might populate heaven. You see, there's one key what the denominations don't know. Now listen to me. There's something they don't know, but we do know. And we only know it because of a prophet.
Amen.
That's original sin.
Amen.
And there's so many things in the Bible, doctrine-wise, that stem from the truth of original sin. And the fact is, death had no claim on Jesus because the penalty of original sin was not upon him.
Amen.
It wasn't on him. Amen. But it was on every other man. Everyone was hybrid.
Amen.
There had to come a pure blood stream. The very blood of God that condescended, God overshadowed the Virgin Mary and created the two things, you know what I'm saying, placed it within her. That which was born of her was the holy.
Amen.
Holy. Without original sin. And because death had no claim in Jesus, Jesus willingly, obediently stepped into death and he took the sting out of death. So that we could have life. And
Amen.
Death lost the sting at Calvary.
Amen.
The sting of death's gone.
Amen.
And the prophet describes it like the bee.
Amen.
When it plants a stinger in,
Amen.
Then it has to die.
Amen.
Because a stinger's been buried, and the devil we have the day has lost a stinger.
Amen.
Death's no power over the real believer.
Amen.
Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. When you're born again from the inside
Amen.
Of the Spirit of Almighty God, you are birthed. You're a new creation.
Amen.
You cannot die. This past house
will
go to the grave. But it's your soul that God's interested in.
Amen.
And God's going to make you a new body for that soul.
Amen.
You bypass your theophany to get here.
Amen.
But you can have a theophany calling to you today.
Amen.
And I'll tell you, it's near. And I'll tell you this, this man Jesus is so unique. Greatest of all the Bible men. You could look at Moses, he disobeyed. He struck the rock, he should have spoke to the rock. You could go through every single one of them prophets, they all made mistakes. Brother Branham said, threw the stone up and said, thus saith the Lord in Africa. Dermot said that, we're out of the will of God. Jesus never did that once. You could pick a fault in any of them. But you cannot, the reason you can never pick a fault in Jesus, he is the fullness of the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And this spirit of Elijah that came in the 20th century is to turn our hearts back, according to Malachi 4, 5, and 6, to the original apostolic faith, the true Word of God, the true gospel, the real truth, the real gospel. And we know the first church had it. And we're turned back to it. And in all them things that Daniel saw was sealed up. John saw sealed up. They weren't allowed to reveal it. It's been made known in the last days. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Revelation 10:7. When God took every mystery and brought it together in one complete revelation of the mystery of Jesus Christ revealed. And that's to bring us into perfect love. Perfect love. That's what we need to get out of here.
Amen.
Perfect love. Paul says where this gift shall cease.
Amen.
He says covet earnestly the best gifts.
Amen.
And where there's mysteries, they vanish away.
Amen.
But yet I show you a more excellent way. Perfect love.
Amen.
Perfect love. Amen. And Brother Branham says without love we can't make it.
Amen.
We have to have love for one another.
Amen.
You know, look, one time I was in a certain place. And not in this country, far away. And one group of believers met another group of believers and they wouldn't shake hands because he'd seen things different. Where's the love there? Amen. If we, Luke, this bride will have to come into unity before this catching up goes. Amen. Something is fixing to take place, I'm telling you.
Amen.
I believe it.
Amen.
There's a squeeze coming.
Amen.
That'll run us together.
Amen.
Then he says, what's then? What you see in my ministry will be nothing to what God will do when this happens. Don't think it's far away, because I believe it's near. I believe we're approaching the season of it. I believe that with all my heart. Praise God. This is what happens when you get preaching. Praise God. Isn't the Lord good? You see, this fine flower, the pure and perfect manhood of our blessed Lord, is a theme which must be commanded our full attention, every Christian. We must see this theme. You see, you will never understand the depth of Jesus, the goodness of Jesus, the truth of the Word. Why the prophet keeps hammering John 1:1? Why keeps hammering Hebrews 13:8? You can never appreciate that till you know the man he's talking about personally. The prophet says, I don't know everything, but I know God.
Amen.
I know God. You see, we serve a great big God. The devil's not big. People, you know, the devil's doing this, the devil's doing that. I've heard so much what the devil's doing. When I tell you, God made the devil.
Amen.
So who's the biggest now? The Bible says the heavens of heavens can't contain God.
Amen.
The clouds is but the dust of God's feet. God's bigger than the devil. F.F. Bosworth said this. And Brother Branham said F.F. Bosworth was a tremendous man in the healing ministry. F.F. Bosworth said, when you think of the Satan, think of him as eternally defeated.
Amen.
Eternally defeated.
Amen.
He's defeated eternally. Not at Calvary just. Not when Brother Branham was here just. He's eternally defeated. He's already conquered for you.
Amen.
You just need to know who you are.
Yes.
Who are you?
Yes.
Do you know who you are?
Yes.
You are the redeemed of the Lord.
Amen.
You've been bought with a price, a precious price.
Amen.
Listen to this. I have a saying I always said. God is what he says he is.
Amen.
You are what God says you are.
Amen.
God will do what he says he can do.
Amen.
You can do what God says you can do.
Amen.
What does God say he can do? Anything. What does God say you can do? All that believe can do it. Anything if you believe it. That's what you can do. Brother Branham said, if you have enough faith. I quoted this. Somebody pulled me and tried to explain it away from me. He didn't mean it like that. I don't believe that. I believe if the Lord led me to say it and read it, it's for a reason. But the prophet said, if you have enough faith, you can speak a world into existence and go and live on it. I know it's too much for some people, but he said we're amateur gods. I know some people choke on that. But let me say it this way. Maybe it's easier to catch. If a cow has a baby calf, but it's a cow kind. If a dog has a pup, it's a dog kind. And we're the God kind. Because we're born of the Spirit of God. We're not saying we're God, but we're sons and daughters of God. That Spirit's in us. That life's in us. That kind is what we are. And I'll tell you, we need to know who we are. I believe Brother Branham was a son that came into full inheritance. A full manifestation. But I believe God is a manifestation we need to have. Amen. The bride must prophesy. She must eat the book and speak. The bride. If we're part of the bride, we need to start talking.
Amen.
They overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Praise God. You said that was for the foolish virgins. But what about us? What's for us?
Amen.
We have to overcome here.
Yeah.
Amen. And he's given us the word to do it with.
Amen.
Let me read you this. Thinking of the life of Jesus. Listen to this. 1965, God's power to transform. Paragraph 236. Jesus Christ was God himself. Amen. Manifested because he was a son, because he was begotten. But it was just a tabernacle for him to live in. No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten of the Father has declared him. God built himself a house, a body to live in. Come down so that you could touch him, 1 Timothy 3:16. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, for God was manifested in the flesh, seen of angels, believed on, received up into heaven, see, now he is. That's what the Lord is. He's more than a man, yet he is a man. He died the death of a man. I tell you, you know there was an earthquake when Jesus died. There was darkness. Darkness. 3 hours. You know, when I think of that, you know where my mind goes? Genesis. Darkness covered the face of the deep. Then the Spirit of God moved. What's the first thing God says? Let there be light. Egypt, gross darkness that could be felt. Then the Spirit of the God moved. Light. Only those under the token were saved. When the darkness hit Egypt, the death angel went through. But those that obeyed the prophet, which God says in this Bible, he was God to the people, Aaron was a prophet. You can't break the scripture, it says it. And he did what God commanded him. He met face to face with the Lord.
Amen.
He had a visitation. God doesn't give a visitation for nothing.
Amen.
There's something with it.
Amen.
Then we see darkness, but then the Spirit of God moved, light. Then Jesus is on the cross, darkness. The rocks rent, the earth shook. Then Jesus says, it's finished.
Amen.
And the light came again. You know, Brother Branham once said that the flower stopped. In that darkness, the flower stopped. The plant stopped. Everything stopped at the cross.
Yes.
At that time of darkness, God turned his back on his son. The Bible says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Jesus spoke in tongues.
Amen.
On the cross.
Yes.
Then you read these words, to give up the ghost. Another translation says, he dismissed his spirit. That's something no man could do. But he did it. He stepped out of his body. The body's on the tree, but he went down with a message to Abraham's bosom. And he preached them the gospel. The word. He preached them the message. Amen. That's the truth now. You know Moses and Elijah's going to preach the same message to Israel when they come back. Do you realize that? The same gospel. This here is the real gospel, you know. There's not the gospel and the message. Oh, no, 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 no. The real message is the real gospel. It's one thing. There's no difference. Amen. You can't break it. The word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews 7 verse 26 says, for such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, separate from sinners, made higher than the heavens. He became us. He lowered himself. That's your flower. He came down. He lowered himself. This is the humanity of Christ. He lowered to your level, to my level, so that he could reach you, so that he could reach me, so that he could feel your infirmities, so that he knew your pain, he knew your suffering. I told you the other night, he was the refusal of the drink of Calvary. He refused the vinegar, because the vinegar wasn't just vinegar you put in fish and chips. It was made from wine by the women of Israel. It was given to the soldiers as a narcotic, as an antidote to numb the senses. But Jesus refused it. Jesus didn't want his senses numbed. He wanted to feel all the wrath of God, all the pain, all the sins of the whole world was laid upon him on the cross. He felt it all. That's why in those 3 hours of darkness, he took your hell. In those 3 hours, you know that. He took your hell in those 3 hours of darkness. The earth blacked out. Creation stopped, as it were, and he took your place in them 3 hours so that you could escape it. Amen. You see, hell was never made for man. Hell was made for the devil and his angels. But every Christ rejecter will go to hell. Everyone that turns him down. Aren't you glad you have received him?
Amen.
Look what also it says in verse 4 of Leviticus 2. You keep reading Leviticus. Mingle with oil. This just wasn't the humanity, but it's mingled with oil, and oil is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And the very God of all creation was walking in Jesus.
Yes.
You know, this is where the Trinity mixes it up. They have God, then they have the Holy Spirit. And Brother Branham said, you watch what you do with Jesus when you preach that. Because he said, the Bible says God's the Father of Jesus. And the same Bible says the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Virgin Mary. So the Holy Spirit and God's the same one. And if you say they're not, you've got two fathers to Jesus. But he don't have two fathers. He's the only begotten Son of God. And the Holy Spirit is God. God is a supernatural being with supernatural ability, with supernatural authority. Ever before he was known as God, he still existed.
Amen.
The self-existing one.
Amen.
Then he made angels to worship him. Then he spoke man and so forth. For he wanted a family. It was always in him, attributes. It was in him. And we were in him. And the Son was in him. For he was a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Always there. Amen?
Amen?
And he came forth. And this Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, an emblem of the oil. This oil is an emblem of the Holy Spirit. As the flower was mingled with oil. And Christ, the flower, mingled with the oil. The human part mingled with God in it. You know, you could go in my mind to the tabernacle and you could look at the veil. And when you look at the veil, you look at the blue, which speaks of the Lord from heaven. You look at the purple, which speaks of his kingship. You look at the white, that speaks of like the flower or what comes from the earth, the human part. But then woven through it's gold, which is deity.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ was not just deity, he was supreme deity.
Amen.
Some people don't believe he was supreme deity, but I do. I know you do. We believe he was supreme deity. Absolutely God manifested in the flesh.
Amen.
To destroy the works of the devil. This mingling. So the presence and the power of the Holy Ghost perpetrated every act and thought of the Savior. The process of mingling the human and the divine is a great mystery. And 1 Timothy 3:16 says, and without controversy, great is a mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory.
Amen.
And you remember when he was received up in glory, the Holy Spirit came back.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
You know, I found a wonderful quote. I was looking for it for a long time, but I knew I'd heard it. So I started the search for it. You know, maybe 20 years ago you read it, but you couldn't remember. But I knew the prophet talked about the scaffolding. Brother Branham said this, preacher, he said, brother, I want to thank you for your fine sermon this morning. He said, you said that the inauguration was Pentecost when they put the scaffold up. And then he says that, I want to thank you for that. But he says, brother, just one thing I want to say to you. He says, I'm still on the scaffold.
Amen.
It never come down yet.
Amen.
But this preacher had it down. A lot of preachers have the scaffolding down. Some of them even have you over in a 1,000-year reign. I've heard it all. But we're still here, you say. And while we're here, we need the Lord. We need the power of God. We need the Holy Ghost. And Brother Branham says we're still on the scaffolding. Until every part of the building's finished, we'll still need the scaffolding. And he said we'll need it till we go. Once you go, you won't need it. Because you're going to get a body change. You won't be sick no more. You won't need any gifts when God changes you. Because you'll not be in the body you're in no more. But you're going to need everything. Because the prophet said God never takes away. He adds to. He adds to. Amen. What he gives more. Greater. You think of it, what they had, and God came with something even greater. Amen. Isn't that the truth? Amen. I'll tell you, God's real. Amen. Let me read you this. 1964, going beyond the camp, paragraph 143. Said, you make him divine. See, they don't believe he was divine. They believe he was just an ordinary man. A good teacher. A philosopher. You make him divine and he wasn't divine. I said, oh yes, he was. Amen. She said, I'll prove to you by your own Bible, he's not divine. Would you believe it? I said, my Bible said, so I believe the word. That's who he is. And she said in St. John, the 11th chapter, when he went down to the grave of Lazarus, the Bible said he wept. And I said, what's that got to do with it? She said, well, that showed he wasn't divine. And I said, you just fail to see who the man was. He was both God and man. Amen. Amen. He was the oil and he was the flour. Amen. 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 Both mingled together. Amen. That's like the mitre that's on the top of the priest's head, and woven through it is the gold which speaks of supreme deity. Amen. Christ in him. God in Christ, sorry. Amen. Amen. You see, this Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, it speaks of Jesus. It speaks of Christ. If you can't find them on these pages, you're looking wrong. Amen. 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 Look what else he says here. He was both God and man, as a man weeping when he was weeping for their sorrow. But when he stood and says, Lazarus, come forth. And a man had been dead 4 days, stood on his feet again. That was more than a man. Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. Now, you know God did this. Jesus did these things. I said this briefly the other night. But you see, men forget what God does. But God in the 20th century did it again. Because men forget. They forget what he really did. And you remember and you know the testimony, for the woman died in the service, and Brother Branham said to his own son, go back and pray for her. And he said, I can't do it, Dad. And he said, go back. And no, I can't do it. And he said, that's all right. And she was dead back there. And Brother Branham turned around and he said, Mary!
Amen.
And she said, what do you want, Brother Branham?
Amen.
That's Hebrews 13 and 8.
Amen.
But what is he today? He's the same God.
Amen.
Where is the God of Elijah?
Amen.
I'll tell you, he's alive.
Amen.
He's real.
Amen.
He's not dead.
Amen.
His servant come to the season when the Lord took him. But the word remains.
Amen.
The message will forerun.
Amen.
The second coming.
Amen.
As John the Baptist first forerun the first coming, so shall this message forerun the second coming. And we are near till the body change. We are near to the literal coming of the Lord. I don't mean an appearing or a sign. I mean the literal second coming of the Lord. When we'll meet the Lord in the air. But there's something has to happen before we go. We know that. He said limbs will be created. You remember when he said that. He said he was above it. But he saw it. Something is fixing to happen. You quit worrying how this will be done or that will be done. God's going to do it.
Amen.
You realize when this takes place, nothing can stop it.
Amen.
There's nothing you and me could do today to bring this on.
Yeah.
There's nothing the world could do to stop it.
Amen.
There's no such thing as doing certain things that will bring it into fruition.
Yeah.
Brother Branham said of his own ministry, he said, I was only there when he came. I had nothing to do with it. And we'll be here when he comes. And we'll have nothing to do with it. And he's going to change us. And there's not one thing can be done about it. Amen?
Amen.
It's going to happen. There's going to be a rapture. Literally.
Amen.
Catching up, a changing of the body. Because the word says it. Anointed with oil in verse 1 again. He shall pour oil upon it. Oil in it. Oil on it. Oil in it. Oil on it. So many people are so fixated with the oil on. Now it's good to have the oil on and you feel good. Sure you do. You can have the oil on and do a lot of things. There's lots of things you can do with the oil on. But when the oil's in, you're birthed. When the oil is in, you're born again
Amen.
Of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Not on, but in. And on. Both, he says. And we need the birthing from the inside to the outside. Not in the just on this here and on the spirit, but in the soul. Deeper than the realms, it says five senses. And when it goes beyond the five senses, then faith really kicks in. And you know what the sixth sense is then, faith. And God can inspire you to say things
Amen.
That's against your own thinking.
Amen.
That's what he said about it.
Amen.
Contrary to his own thinking, God did it anyhow.
Amen.
Because you see, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
Amen.
His ways are higher than our ways.
Amen.
How can a man live that's dying? But if God says he can't, he'll live.
Amen.
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 Even though the doctors write the report, like that man and woman that the prophet prayed for the child, and he told them, thus saith the Lord, he'll be well. And the nurse showed the report, and he said, but yes, you're looking at a chart. But I'm looking at something different.
Amen.
Word.
Amen.
It's been spoken.
Amen.
It's been done.
Amen.
Amen. But we must believe it. So many people say, I believe. Standing on the word, standing on the word. And they stand on the word, I believe. But they don't.
Amen.
And the first thing they go out the door and they don't believe. I'm not healed. I don't feel no different. He didn't ask you to go in your feelings. He asked you to believe it.
Amen.
And if you really believe it, you'll start saying, you know what, I got healed last night.
Amen.
I got healed.
Amen.
Well, you don't look no different, brother. I'm healed anyhow.
Amen.
What about that blind man?
Yes.
With the papers.
Yes.
We heard you got healed.
Amen.
Shaving his face.
Amen.
In the barber shop. And the barber shaving his face. We heard he got healed. And he said, yes, sir.
Amen.
He started to confess it.
Amen.
And his two eyes just come open.
Amen.
And up out of the chair he got. I'd love to have been there. Would you not?
Amen.
Run all over the place.
Amen.
I am healed.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
You know, if you listen to the testimony of that little nun that was delivered way back, Sister Charlotte. How many's ever heard that testimony?
Yes.
Sister Charlotte. She was a nun.
Yes.
She exposed the Catholic Church. And what they did, she got saved. It's really remarkable
Amen.
How God led that woman. She wanted to know if Acts 2 was right. She prayed about it sincerely. She knelt on a concrete floor in a basement. And supernaturally, the Spirit of God wrote it on the wall, Acts 2:38. And she received it.
Amen.
Her sister had a girl that couldn't speak. And they brought her to Brother Branham's meetings. And she never spoke a word. And he said, you just say, thank you, Lord, for healing me. Glory.
Amen.
And God opened her mouth.
Amen.
And she started to talk.
Amen.
And she started to say, thank you, Lord, for healing me.
Amen.
And Sister Charlotte, I heard a testimony. She tells a story. She says they brought her home and they couldn't get her quietened. And all they heard was, thank you, Lord, for healing me. And all night long, thank you, Lord, for healing me. The next day, thank you, Lord, for healing me.
Amen.
He couldn't get her quiet. Well, the devil kept her quiet for years.
Yes.
But God didn't keep her quiet for long, did he?
Amen.
He gave her speech back. He gave her voice back. The dumb shall speak, the blind will see, and so forth.
Amen.
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 I'll tell you, God's real.
Amen.
God is real.
Amen.
Oil in it. Oil suggested the twofold truth of the indwelling and anointing. The Holy Spirit in us for guidance, teaching. On us for power and service. The Holy Spirit was in Christ from his birth. It was on him after his baptism at Jordan.
Amen.
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 The Holy Spirit came down upon him, but it was still in him from his birth.
Amen.
Now I know people get mixed up on that. But I believe that because the prophet said, little Jehovah laying in a manger.
Amen.
Little Jehovah. And who overshadowed the Virgin Mary? The Holy Ghost. Amen. Born of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Then the Holy Ghost comes down on them. Amen. 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 Brothers, we need it in us. Amen. Not just on us, but in us. Amen. Inside of us. Amen. And when there's something, you know, when it's in you, you can pray for the sick to be healed. Amen. I'm going to raise it in a moment. I found this morning. Amen. If it's in you. You see, Brother Branham says many times the people so close to them, they miss it. Because they're looking for the wrong thing.
Amen.
When it's actually there.
Amen.
Just yield to it. Amen. Yield to it. You don't have to try and be healed. You just be healed.
Amen.
Don't have to try it. Don't think about it. Because you can think for years, you can't add one cubit to your stature by taking thought. It's not by thinking about it.
Amen.
It's not by repeating a word. It's by faith.
Amen.
Faith's a revelation.
Amen.
Faith, something that's personally revealed to you.
Yes.
It belongs to you.
Amen.
That's faith.
Amen.
When God personally reveals it to you. Peter knew he was the Christ.
Amen.
Flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
He knew it. When he stood at the day of Pentecost, why did none of the rest of them get up and preach? Peter took a scripture that he knew must needs be fulfilled for that day.
Amen.
And he quoted it in the paraphrase.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen?
You remember they were hid away until that.
Yeah.
Afraid, scared. But Peter took one scripture from the book of Acts, quoting from Joel, and he said, this scripture must needs be fulfilled in the power of God fell.
Amen.
What do you think of that for a first sermon?
Amen?
Amen. 120 baptized.
Amen.
After Peter's first message.
Amen.
Because he recognized the scripture that must be fulfilled in his day.
Amen.
But we can just recognize our day.
Amen.
And its message.
Amen.
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 You catching it?
Amen.
Isn't that the truth?
Amen.
God's done something in our day. We know that. We have saw a super sign.
Amen.
Oops, it's the truth. But it's to point us somewhere.
Amen.
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 All that came with us to draw our attention.
Yes, sir.
To the word.
Amen.
To the truth.
Amen.
Ye shall know the truth.
Amen.
And the truth will make you free.
Amen.
Him who the Son sets free.
Amen.
Is free indeed.
Amen.
No longer to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Amen.
See, look at this. So he is in us. When you're really born again, you've got the Spirit of God. Do you know that? I believe in the Lord. That's justification. I cleaned my life up. That's sanctification. But you need the birth now.
Yes.
That's why I said last night, I like to see people making decisions. That's the first step. But move on.
Amen.
Come further. Come the whole way in.
Amen.
To the land flowing with milk and honey. Come to the real birth. Which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That's the birth. That's where you're born again from the inside.
Yes.
That's where the seal of God is.
Amen.
Unto the day of redemption.
Amen.
God wants to bring you right through. Romans 8 verse 9 says, But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. So you say, I get born again without the Holy Ghost. You cannot. You need the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Look at 1 John 2:27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teach you all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. And that's how you know somebody's really got the Holy Spirit. Not because they speak in tongues. I believe in tongues.
Amen.
I believe in all the gifts. But that's not the evidence.
Amen.
But if they can believe the truth.
Amen.
Now people say, believe the message. But there's one problem now.
Amen.
Which version?
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
Because if one group believes it a certain way, do we have to accept it their way? And then they say, you cannot go in the rapture if you don't believe it like us.
Amen.
No, we must believe the word for our day.
Amen.
Not what someone says about it. But the word itself.
Amen.
And the word was manifested in our day. I believe that. And Jesus is that word. And that's what came to the prophet. The word. When he stood there, what was it? He says, who is it that knows your life? It's not William Branham. Somebody else greater than William Branham. That's the one we're believing. You see, this is the most deceivable age. And deceitful age of all ages. This is the day of deception, of all deceivableness, of all unrighteousness. This is this hour. But we believe the truth. Now there's many that say, you believe it this way, then you find out they go on a limb. They start with the truth, they go on a limb. But we must stay in the middle of the road. Stay with the word. I believe his message. There's other versions, I don't believe them. They're different from what he said. You know how to do it? Listen to him, then listen to them. You see, how do you know the bogus? Put it beside the real. Simple. Amen. Do you realize at the coming of the spirit of Elijah what it says? It says, then you shall return and discern between him that serveth God and him that serveth not. How will you do that? By the word. Brother Branham says, give them the word test. There's your discernment. Amen. This book's your Urim and Thummim right here. Amen. This is the absolute. Amen. And the spirit of Elijah brings us back to this book. Amen. And the things that were sealed in it, that God has opened, that's made now known, we see it. We accept it. Amen. We don't say, well, we don't believe it. We must say it. We see it. We believe it. Amen. That's how we've got the Holy Ghost. You see, people saw the cloud, then they don't believe it. If that cloud is Christ appearing, and we say with the Holy Spirit, then we say it's nothing to it. Something's wrong. Amen. 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 Oh, but brother so and so said a rocket went off. I don't care what brother so and so said. I believe God's prophet. Amen. That brother's not vindicated. Amen. That brother is not the voice of God in Revelation 10:7 to this generation. He's not. But we've heard of someone that God's vindicated. Amen. Where a man could stand and say, if I have preached the truth, amen, you come and confirm it. Amen. And God would do it. Amen. That's real vindication. Amen. 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 Now you remember, we're in the day when you can speak against the Holy Ghost. And it'll never be forgiven. Amen. Neither in this world or the world to come. Amen. And when people call the work of God the devil, they're finished. That's the hour we're in. This is a dangerous time, but a glorious time. Amen. Because you see, our spirit bears witness with his spirit. We are the sons of God. And when you're born again from the inside, in your spirit, you can discern. Amen. Amen. There's a witness. There's a witness. Isn't that the truth? I didn't plan any of this, but I'm saying it anyhow. Amen. Keep pulling. Amen. Glory to God. Look at this here, 1953. Israel and the church. And if a man's born of the Spirit of God, it's automatically he lives the life. As I said the other night, drinking, smoking, gambling, drinking, cursing, swearing, that's not sin. It's the attributes of sin. It's because you're a sinner, the reason those things come forth. But if you're a believer, those things can come forth because bitter and sweet water can't come from the same fountain. A cucklebur or a corn of wheat couldn't bear cuckleburs. Because nature of it is a wheat, not a cucklebur. It's got to produce what it is. And if the Holy Spirit's on the inside, now I feel last night that the Lord told me to find this. Amen. This is important for somebody. Amen. Listen, if the Holy Spirit's on the inside, it produces the life of Christ. There's your evidence. Amen. There's your evidence right there, the Holy Ghost. There's it there. People say believe in the message. That's just a phrase, a saying. That's not all of what he said. He further says on the life of Christ in you. Now, if you hate your brother, and you won't forgive him, and you hold things against him, then you say, I've got the evidence of the Holy Ghost. I'm sorry, brother, something's wrong. Amen. Something's wrong somewhere. There's a mistake somewhere, but it's not in the Word of God. And the life of Christ will perfectly it through you. Brother Branham said, even if it takes the hide off you, you'll put it right. That's what he said. Look, I can tell you, the brother, the pastor knows here. I forgive someone. You remember, brother, I didn't have to do it. I wasn't the one that was wrong, but I felt to do it anyhow. When I did it, the Spirit of God just fell. I went to them. They never came to me. They wronged me, but I felt the Spirit of God said to me, go and fix it. I went and I asked them, will you forgive me? They said, yes, brother. They began to weep. I wept. Her brother knows about it. And something broke. And I got freedom. And yet they did it against me. The Bible says when you kneel to pray, if you've ought against a brother, put it right. You must be fit to forgive those that despitefully use you. Before God can hear you. My father was praying recently. This is his own testimony, what he told a brother, remember this, mother. He said he was praying and someone came to his mind, but he didn't want to pray for them. He said he didn't want to pray for them. But he felt the Lord would have him pray for them. And then the Lord gave him that scripture. Those that despitefully use you, do things against you, you must forgive them. That's the life of Jesus. If you've got the Holy Ghost, can you do that? The prophet said, you want to know if you have the Holy Ghost, stand on somebody's toes. Now I know a person, they used to go around standing on people's toes. He doesn't mean that. He doesn't mean literally to stand on your toes. What that means is, you can do things against people. That riles them. That can get them worked up. You'll know if they've got the Holy Spirit or not. Amen. It could be like one of their movies. Instead of hitting the fella, he smashes the window, and the boy says, all right, you can have it. You know what I mean? But you see, Brother Branham says, you know, when somebody says, I'll go over there and I'll give them a piece of my mind. Boys, I'll do this, I'll do that. He says, you see, there's something not right. Someone's wrong there. All of us have did it in the past. Amen? But we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. And I really feel the strength to say these things. I'm really feeling it. That's Holy Spirit on the inside. Amen. Then the life of Christ perpetrates through you. Amen. Now the Holy Spirit can anoint you on the outside. We need both. Amen. But this inside bit, this is the birth. Amen. This is the bit. Looking on to Jesus, look at this, 1964. You know what the gift of healing is? Faith and healing, see. You just release your faith. To pray for somebody, that's all a gift of healing is. Every minister should have it. Everybody see should have the gift of healing. The power that heals you is on the inside of you. Amen. The Holy Ghost. Amen. You following me? Amen. You say, brother, I'm really born again. I'm in the bride. If you're in the bride, you've got the Holy Ghost because you need the Holy Ghost to be in the bride. Amen. You're not in the bride because you educated yourself. You cannot take the sermons and learn them. You can't do it. Brother Branham says you'll only see this by revelation. Amen. And prophets and priests and kings have decided to see these things and have not, but unto us it's given. Amen? Amen. God, take the foolish things of this world and confound the mighty. Amen. You can't learn it. Now, I'm not talking about studying or listening. I believe we should do that. But understand what I mean. You can't say, I'm going to learn the revelation. It is a revelation. It's given from God to you. God gives you it. You could just be reading someday and you just see it. Read it for 20 years, never noticed it. Then one day it just hits you. You know that happens to preachers all the time. You see, he says revelation's progressive. Keeps giving you more. Stimulation. Amen. Praise God. Look at this. The power that heals you is in the inside of you, the Holy Spirit. You just have to let it work its way out, that's all. I often say, take the Holy Spirit. I know when I'm praying, I'm wanting the anointing to come. But the Holy Spirit's in me. I brought him with me. I'm born again in the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit's new. Therefore the prophet says, get all your licks of fire and bring them together. Amen?
Amen.
Fire ignites fire.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
In you. So you do. See, this is like what the Bible says. We don't go up to bring them down or down to bring them up.
Yeah.
He's now in our midst.
Yes. Amen.
He's amongst us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Just like the life that's in the tree. You don't have to pour the apples in the tree to make it bear apples. It's just planted in the ground and drinks and pushes out.
Amen.
Well, that's the way you do. The Holy Spirit, it's on the inside of you. You just drink from the inexhaustible fountain of Jesus Christ, and it pushes out the fruits of the Spirit.
Amen.
See, it's in you.
Amen.
How do you make an apple bear apple trees? It doesn't. You don't need to make it. It doesn't. You'll produce the life of Christ if you're the bride. Mrs. Jesus Christ. She's like her husband. Amen. One with him. We abide in the vine. Abiding in. Him and us. Us and him. Jesus in us, the hope of glory. That's the same Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Also in verse 2, it's covered with frankincense. The frankincense was a sweet savor unto the Lord that speaks of sanctification. God finds in a spirit-possessed and spirit-anointed life sanctification. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you will live clean.
Amen.
I know what I'm preaching about. I can tell you, over 27 years preaching more. Look, I'm not saying you won't do things. You will. But the Spirit of God will convict you, sure.
Amen.
He'll chastise you. You'd better believe it.
Amen.
If you're really a child, he'll chastise you. If you're illegitimate, you have no father then. You see what he says? Paul says that.
Yeah.
But because you are sons, he'll chastise you. He'll correct you. And you will stand correction. You will receive it.
Amen.
If you are a son.
Amen.
If you are a daughter.
Amen.
But because the Holy Spirit's in you, he'll keep you clean.
Yes.
You won't keep the Holy Spirit clean now. That's where people go wrong. They'll, well, I'll do this. No, you can't.
Amen.
He'll do it through you.
Amen.
You just yield to it.
Amen.
We don't, look, me and Brother Andrew could close these meetings up tonight and go and get drunk. That's true, but we wouldn't do it. Because
yeah.
We love the Lord.
Amen.
We don't not have a drink because we force ourselves we won't have a drink and all them things. No, we've no desire for it. Old things are passed away. We have no desire for it.
Amen.
And we don't live in a certain way. Like, this is terrible. Isn't the way of a righteous heart? The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says the way of a transgressor's heart.
Amen.
It's when you're not serving the Lord. It's when you're trying to get away from the Lord. It's like, you know, you're twisting with God.
Yes.
You know what I mean here in Ireland when I say twisting a bit? You know, like... Maybe a father and a son in a house, and there's, you know, there's a bit of a, you know what I'm talking about. You think of it in the spiritual. Now, children, I know what I'm talking about. Sure as you try to get them to do something, they won't do it. Somebody else tells them yes, and they go and do it. But you see, when God gives us instructions, we do it because we love him. Spirit's in us.
Amen.
Amen. The anointed life. The life of Jesus was lived in and by the power of the Holy Ghost. And so it was well pleasing in his sight to the Father. Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness. How does that make sense? But it happened. The Spirit led him into the wilderness. I've said this many times. Jesus could have used any gift. He could have spoke the word. He could have done anything, but he didn't do it. He gave the devil the word. It's written. He left us something that none of us have an excuse. You've got the word.
Amen.
You just say what the word says.
Amen.
Don't try to say somebody's version of it. Say what the word says.
Amen.
Don't change it.
Amen.
One word, all staff.
Amen.
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 Let me just read you this here. Is it all right, brother?
Amen.
God's gifts always find their places. 1963, paragraph 99. And that's how Christ was identified by gold, myrrh, frankincense. But them men foreshadowing and showing in a type what his life was to be. See, deity manifested for service. To die that we might redeem the nation because he was to save his people from their sin. Not save the world, save his people from their sin. The Bible said here, for in his name will the Gentiles trust, say. The Gentiles will trust in his name. Amen. Amen. In other words, the bride, the called out of the Gentiles, will be trusting in the name of Jesus Christ. In his name shall the Gentiles trust. Now God guided them, for they were the gifts that they were giving were fitting to the time. And he's called us out by his name. And we're not gathered in some denominational ecclesiastical group. We're gathered in the name of the Lord, God's chosen place of worship. Brother Branham said, no book but the Bible, no creed but Christ. That's what he said. I believe it. Amen. We're united under him. One head. It's not the Pope, but Christ. Now, he's the head of his own wee church down here. We know that. We're not part of it. We're called out. Called in. We're getting called up. Come out. Come in. Come up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come out of her, my people. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not. Handle not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
Amen.
And then you come into the Christ. Come into the ark. You remember I preached in the ark? God shut no in. And we are sealed in. When you're sealed in, there's no way out, brother.
Amen.
I'm sorry. You're in.
Amen.
You can't get out. If you're really sealed in, there's no going out.
Amen.
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 No one can break the king's seal. Amen. Sealed in. Then he's going to say, come up.
Amen.
We know there's a midnight cry went forth. How many believe that?
Amen.
Go you out to meet him. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't the Lord good?
Amen.
Luke 4 verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?
Amen.
If God's dwelling in you, part of God's in you. Do you think part of God can overcome the devil? I can tell you not, can.
Amen.
It doesn't even take all the God. In that sense, you understand what I'm saying? Greater is he that's in you
Amen.
Than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Now it also says in verse 14, to be baked in an oven. The green ears of corn were dried by the fire and beaten out. Verse 14 of Leviticus 2. The fire and the beating are most suggestive emblems of the suffering of him who was the Holy One. Yet the man of sorrows acquainted with grief. He passed through the oven of the fiery heat in the Garden of Gethsemane. If it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not my will be done but thine. He yielded himself completely. And the bride completely yields to the word. You mightn't understand it all, but you yield to it. You yield to it. Yield to the word. Just like Jesus yielded, we must yield.
Amen.
Not my will be done, but thy will be done.
Amen.
The shepherd was sorely smitten. He was made a perfect meat offering through suffering. Ours were the privileges he bore. All these things Christ bore. All these things Christ suffered. We're the benefactors of it.
Amen.
He did it for us. He died for us. He was raised for us.
Amen.
All for us. So that we could be the benefactors of it.
Amen.
Hebrews 2 verse 10 says, for it became him, for whom are all the things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering.
Amen.
To bring you unto glory. He suffered to bring you unto glory. He's going to have a people. There is going to be a people make it. How do you know? Because I've read the back of the book.
Amen.
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 You want to know if someone's going to be good or not, read the back of it. Amen.
Amen.
You know what he was the Alpha. He's now the Omega.
Amen.
And he's the Alpha and Omega.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Over here's the Alpha. Over here's the Omega. And he's the Alpha and the Omega. The first, the last, the beginning and the ending. Look at verse 11 says of Leviticus 2. To have no leaven or honey. Leaven is a type of sin, represents the secret workings of deceit and corruption. Jesus told his disciples, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. for it's going to come in. And there's so much leaven today.
Amen.
But we're to beware of it.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen?
Look at this. Honey may symbolize the flattery and applause of men that praise you. Brother Branham says three things. Women, money, popularity.
Amen.
Women, money, and popularity. Popularity is, you know, oh, you're doing good, brother. We'll always watch when somebody pats you in the back. There could be a knife in the other hand. Amen?
Amen.
Stick with the word.
Amen.
You think of this here. Brother Branham preached the truth. We believe that with all our hearts. He preached the truth. He brought the message for our day. The full restoration of all things, the Bible says, Matthew 17:11. That's what Elijah came to do. A full restoration. Not a part. Not a part work. A full work. Revelation 10:7, the mysteries of God finished.
Amen.
Full work.
Amen.
No more guessing, poking and probing. Full work.
Amen.
The full picture.
Amen.
And yet they turned him out. They didn't say, we'll have you, brother. They turned him down. He says, I've nowhere to go. The full gospel businessman's the only door left open. And that was because of one man. Carl Williams. That's the only reason that door was open. And if God had healed him, it would have been closed.
Amen.
You can read that.
Amen.
He said, why would the Lord not heal his hand? The prophet told him.
Amen.
If God heals your hand, you'll leave this place and go work somewhere else. So you're not getting your hand healed. You're staying here to keep the door open.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Now me and you wouldn't know that, but he did. He's a prophet.
Amen.
Amen. And a seer.
Amen.
Divine interpreter of the word. That's what a prophet means. Amen.
Amen.
And I'll tell you, everywhere closed, and yet with all he had the word, he had the truth. Jesus himself. Look, when Jesus came 2,000 years ago, they should have received him. They should have took it. They should have saw it. But they said, who is this fella? Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
Amen.
They said his disciples went through and plucked the ears of the corn, and he's doing miracles on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
We need to get rid of him. When he went over to the country of the Gadarenes and the pig trade ceased once he left.
Amen.
They ran down into the swine because Jesus cast the devils out of the man. And the pig's trade ceased. He drowned in the ocean. And they said, get him out of our coast. Get rid of him. They didn't want the word. And it did a full circle. That's why I preach the message of second crucifixion of Jesus.
Yeah.
Turning the word down again.
Yeah.
Isn't that the truth?
Amen.
Oh, we believe in the Lord. Give them the word and see what happens.
Amen.
What Lord are they talking about? The God of this evil age. That's what a lot of people worship, not knowing.
Amen.
But we're worshiping the one true God.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ that vindicates his word, that backs his word up, that keeps an eye on his own word to bring it to pass. He watches over it.
Amen.
1 Peter 2:22, who did no sin, neither was guile found in him's mouth. Revelation 14:5, and in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Here's another thought here, seasoned with salt. Verse 13 of Leviticus 2. And I'm going to close in a moment. I don't know when I started. Seasoned with salt. Salt has a pungent, preserving influence, something opposed to corruption. Such is the effect of the truth as revealed in Jesus upon those who come into contact with it. The everlasting covenant, the unfailing faithfulness of Christ to the will of God the Father, and doubtless taught by the salt, he abideth faithful. You must be salty. Listen to what Brother Branham says about a dedication of the building to the Lord. May it be, Lord, that your spirit will come into this place. For every man or woman that's out of Christ, when it walks through that door, may it recognize that it's coming under the blood. May there be such a feeling here of the blessedness of Christ, the sweetness of the Spirit, until men and women will flow from all parts of the city around about to hear the gospel from here. To hear the gospel.
Amen.
See, the message is the gospel.
Amen.
Now you know he preached the message.
Amen.
And he said the gospel was flowing. Because it's the same thing. Amen.
Amen.
May this congregation so be reasoned with, seasoned with salt, with the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Seasoned with salt with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
On the inside.
Amen.
Then let it work on the outside.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Until they'll be called the salt of the earth. Granted, Lord, hear our prayers this morning. And Mark 9 verse 50 says, salt is good, but if the salt have lost the savor, wherewith shall we season it?
Amen.
Have salt in yourselves and have the peace one with another.
Amen.
Now, I'm not finished, but I'm closing.
Amen.
And I don't want to hold you too long. Because our brother's going to preach this evening. I'm just laying a wee platform for him. Hopefully. Isn't the Lord good?
Amen.
Aren't you glad you're a believer?
Amen.
The world has no hope.
Amen.
No hope without Christ.
Amen.
They're coming in Easter. They'll buy Easter eggs and bunnies and all sorts of stuff. And there's nothing wrong with having an Easter egg, but it's not about an Easter egg.
Amen.
That's all pagan.
Amen.
Pagan. Easter's about the resurrection.
Amen.
Easter is the rising of the Son of God.
Amen.
When he conquered death, hell, and the grave.
Yeah.
The tomb's empty. The cross is empty. He's not on a tree no more. He's in his word.
Amen.
And he's not only in his word, he's in his people.
Amen.
In his people.
Amen.
Christ in bride form.
Amen.
Do you hear that? Christ in bride form.
Amen.
Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Where's the Holy Spirit? It's in you. Where's your healing coming from?
Amen.
Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Where are you going to get it from? Well, I need a certain brother to pray for me. Are you catching this? I believe God wants to bring us to a place where we can speak the word.
Amen.
And I believe in laying hands on it. I'm all for it. But I believe we can go further than that.
Amen.
Brother Branham said it.
Amen.
We can speak the word.
Amen.
You say, what if nothing happens? What if something does happen? What do you do then?
Amen.
Just the devil.
Amen.
What if nothing happens? Well, I'm a son of God. Something will happen.
Amen.
That's what you need to tell the devil.
Amen.
You need to let the devil know who you are.
Amen.
Oh, he does know you, but he let on he doesn't. He'll try and confuse you. Let's stand our feet. Let's just have faith to believe God now. I'm not going to call no one forward or anything like that. I want you to have faith. Look, I've taken a statement that the prophet said. Do you believe Brother Branham was the prophet sent from God? I believe it with all my heart.
Amen.
I believe what he says.
Amen.
I believe it was inspired by God.
Amen.
He said he was unlearned. But look the things God let him see and say.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit's in you. Your healer, the healing's in you.
Amen.
Receive it by faith. Accept it by faith.
Amen.
Now I want to pray. I want every eye closed. And maybe the musicians could come. But every eye closed. Now maybe there's someone here and you don't know the Lord. If you're here and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, lift your hand up. But if you're saved, all right. God bless you, brother. You want the Lord to touch you. Just reach out to the Lord. Just you reach your hands up to the Lord. You the one healing, just lift your hands up. You really need a touch in your body. I'm going to pray. I want you to believe God.
Amen.
That the Holy Spirit's in you. I'm going to pray. The pastor's going to agree with me to pray. If two agree,
Amen.
It's touching. But the prophet says then you can speak it.
Amen.
Speaking it. End of being that are not as though they were. You believe God, God will do something for you.
Amen.
You expect it, believe a change from this time forward. Whatever your need is today.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I thank you and I praise you.
Amen.
That your word will not return void.
Amen.
Lord, your prophet when he preached said, Lord, if I've spoke the word, you confirm that word.
Amen.
Lord, we're not... the prophet or anything of God, but we believe we are your children. We believe we're washed in your blood. We believe we've received the Holy Spirit. Lord, you said, if you believe my prophets, you will prosper. Lord, we're believing this, what a prophet said, that the Holy Spirit's in us, that healing is in us. And because of that, said by a vindicated prophet, and because we believe your word, we're praying in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that for every hand that's raised with a condition, with a need, that right now you'll heal them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak it into being, the thing that is not to be. In Jesus' name, health to the neighbor. And we know the Holy Ghost on the inside, bringing us that health, bringing us that blessing, that Holy Spirit. Lord, if there's any here that's never had a birth, fill them with the Holy Ghost. Birth them with the Holy Ghost. Bring them to the birth, I pray, in Jesus Christ's name. Oh Lord, let your power come upon them. Amen. The mighty power of the Lord. Lord, I pray you'll grant it. I pray you'll do it. Bless the pastor. Bless the brother that'll speak this evening. Meet the need of every person in this room. And Father, if I have said anything wrong, forgive me. But bless your word till our hearts. And only let us keep that which is from you, whatever's of man, let it fall. But Father, we thank you for your presence, for your spirit, for your quickening. On the inside and on the outside. But Lord, we know we must have it on the inside. Born again of the Spirit of God. Bless your people now. Heal everyone. And bless the pastor. Give him strength. At this time, strengthen him in his body. Strengthen him in his mind. Bless his wife. Bless his family. Multiply his substance. Bless his comings in. Bless his goings out. Let your hand be mightily upon him. And Lord, for the brothers that travel from here to do missionary work, Lord, I pray you bless your goings out, bless your comings in, prosper them, give them souls for their labor, meet their every needs at this time, supernaturally provide for them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, bless everyone now, I pray, in your presence. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless each one. As the pastor comes, God bless you.
Let's sing that song. Kick him down, kick him down. Have the devil on the run. It's good to do that, saints. I love to do that now and again. The devil gets on your case. You just get yourself in prayer. You go and consecrate yourself before the Lord and you give the devil a good kicking out of your life. If he's oppressing you, kick him down. If he's trying to hold you back, say enough is enough. There's got to come a time when you say enough is enough. Now, the longer you allow the devil to work inside your life, the more of a hold he's going to get. But there's got to come a time when you say, let me kick him down. And then speak and go forward. And the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So we really thank the Lord for his word. Thank him for his grace. Let's put it into practice in Jesus' name.
Kick him down, have the devil on the run. The Son of God must not be trodden down, so keep that mamba down. Kick him down, have the devil on the run. The Son of God must not be trodden down, so kick that mamba down. Arise and shine, King Theophany has come. Let's hold to his unchanging hand. Praise the Lord, praise his name, and be garrisoned by prayer. Don't let the devil take your confidence, or in your heart put death. Don't you hate your brother, that's the root of bitterness. We've got to walk in that way of holiness, kick him down, as the devil on the run. A son of God must not be trodden down, so kick that mama down, kick him down, have the devil on the run. A son of God must not be trodden down, so kick that mama down. Cover your face, cover your feet with reverence and humility. Let's go into action with God-given ability. Stand flat-footed in your trials, though they may be sometimes mean. Always remember to call Jesus on the scene. Remember every day to have that token on display. It's an act of love, so follow that dove. That's no white dove. Kick him down, have the devil on the run. A son of God must not be trodden down, so kick that mama down. Kick him down, have the devil on the run. Son of God must not be trodden down, so kick that mama down. Unconquered by tradition, in this day we stand. Like Joshua and Caleb, we are going to take that land. But brother, it won't be easy, it's not a flowery bed of ease. Remember that old devil, he will bring on that terrible squeeze. Don't let him have you blue, wondering what you're gonna do. For we on that seven pick, so we'll just speak. We'll just speak. Kick him down, have the devil on the run. A son of God must not be trodden down, so kick that mama down. Kick him down, have the devil on the run. A son of God must not be trodden down, so kick that mama down.
But what do we need to do first? Now is my time for consecration. There must be a change in me. Let's sing that song. You might have been at the mountain. Time to turn northwards. There's got to come those times inside of your life. You say, I've been at this mountain far too long. And you hear, like Brother Tom was saying, that which is inside of you, let it have the preeminence. If you don't let the Holy Ghost inside of you express himself by getting yourself out the way, you'll never take the preeminence over that situation. But sometimes it's good to say it's our time for consecration. Let's turn northward.
There's a deep inward hunger within my soul. God has promised in his word he'll make us whole. Well, it's time for it to happen, that huge portion of heaven it will make and bring to pass a tremendous victory. Love divine. Oh, I'm tired, I'm trembling on this mountain. Oh, I'm heading down to the Jordan. I'm heading low, low before me. I see a vision breaking. I see it breaking, the power that will bind the member of the purple ministry. Oh, power, power that will bind the member of the purple ministry. Now is my time for consecration. I must see a change in me. I will enter my secret closet and close the door behind me. I will keep the feast of unleavened bread with truth and sincerity. For my expecting Jehovah Jireh, my Lord, to meet with me. Oh, I'm tired, I'm tired. feet on this mountain. Oh, I'm heading down to the Jordan. I'm heading, Lord, Lord, before me. I see a vision breaking. I see it breaking. Power that will bind and mumble up the full ministry. Oh, a power that will bind and mumble up the full ministry. Lord, keep thy holy fire burning. Give me my soul. Take me from glory unto glory, till thy image to behold. Let's keep this holy convocation, till we become a new creation. For it's the message in you and me that will bring to pass that tremendous victory. Oh, I'm tired of trembling on this mountain. Oh, I'm heading down to the Jordan. I'm heading, Lord, Lord, before me. I see a vision breaking. I see it breaking. Power that will bind. Mumble up the full ministry. Oh, power, power that will bind and mumble up the full ministry. Lord, keep thy holy fire. Lord, keep thy holy fire burning. Give me my soul. Take me from glory unto glory. Till thy image you behold. Let's keep this holy convocation, till we become a new creation. For it's the message in you and me that will bring to pass that tremendous victory. Lord, I'm tired of trembling on this mountain. Oh, I'm heading down to the Jordan. I'm heading, Lord, Lord, before me. I see a vision breaking. I see it breaking. Power that will bind and mumble up the full ministry. Oh, a power, power that will bind and mumble up the full ministry. Oh, a power, power that will bind and mumble up the full ministry.
The song says, I'm heading down to Jordan. What does Jordan speak of in your life? It speaks of death to self. What is that thing that holds you back from the new ministry? What is holding you back from going from where you are to the next stage in the promise that God has for you? That thing needs to be laid on the altar. You need to come to the Jordan. Jordan means death to self. You need to lay that thing down. You need to lay that thing aside. Sometimes it means you're going to have to wage some warfare. Because maybe that thing's got a little bit embedded inside of your life. You've given room. You've given opportunity. You've given chance. Oh, friends, it's time for consecration. For you must see a change in you. Let's go down to the Jordan this evening, saints. Let's come and pray before the Lord. You know what's before you. And just as much as the word comes, the vision breaks before you. And you see the potential, you see the calling, the high calling of the believer in Christ. You see what God is calling us to. Oh, friends, let's come and yield ourselves unto Him. Let's come and lay ourselves before Him, spiritually speaking. And let's say, Lord, I want to come down to the Jordan this evening. Lord, I want to lay these things at Jordan. I want to cross the Jordan to where all of the preciousness of the promises are, where there's the fullness of the inheritance. Let's speak to him, friends. Let's just be sincere for a few minutes before we close the service. Let's come down to the Jordan in Jesus' name.
Father, most gracious Lord, dearly beloved Jesus, how we come before thee, Lord, even upon this time. Father, thanking thee for your goodness, your kindness, Lord. Father, for giving us, Lord, even another, Lord, Father's service, even upon this day. Oh, Jesus, Lord, Father, doors get clearer and clearer. Lord, Father, even, Lord, Father's relationship gets once more sweeter and sweeter. Father, Lord, we look. Partake and feed even of this divine nature, Lord Savior God. Knowing it, Lord Savior, that gazing even into that perfect law of liberty, Lord. Father, we are changed, Lord. Father, Lord God, Lord, into Lord Savior, what manner of people we ought to be, Lord Savior God. Direct us now, shepherd us now, Lord Savior God. Give us your grace, bless our brothers, minister to us, we ask.
Alpha and Omega, we worship you, O Lord, your power be to be. Oh, you are Alpha, you are Alpha and Omega. Oh, we worship you, O Lord. Only you, Lord, are worthy. Oh, you are Alpha, you are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, O Lord, you are worthy to be. We give you glory, we give you all the glory. We worship you. Only you, Lord, are worthy, Lord. We give you glory, we give all the glory. We worship you, oh Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Oh, you are Alpha, you are Alpha and Omega. Lord, you are Alpha, you are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, Lord. You, Lord, alone are worthy. Oh, we give you glory, we give all the glory. Worship you, Lord. Only you, Lord, are worthy. We give you glory, we give you all the glory. We worship you, oh Lord. You, Lord, are worthy, Lord. Oh, let's give him glory, we give you. Worthy. Oh, one more time we give you glory, we give all the glory. We worship you, oh Lord. You, Lord, are worthy. Worthy, Lord, you are.
Since the Lord is good and he's kind, and I'm sure he's passed everybody's way today.
Amen.
I'm sure he spoke to you, he spoke to me. I really do appreciate it when the Lord speaks. And we really thank you, Brother Tom. May the Lord bless you. Amen. Let's pray Brother Tom's taking service tomorrow up in his church. May the Lord grant him strength and grace. Amen. And continue to use him for his glory. Amen. And guide and lead his footsteps to the places that the Lord would have him to go. May the Lord really, really bless him. We'd want to just recognize our visitors as well. Already Brother Idris has been introduced in the early on by Brother Thomas. So nice to have you, Brother Idris. God bless you, Brother. We have Brother Shepherd's friend. Yes. What's up, Brother Shepherd's friend, Bradley Gweshe. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then we have our good friends, Brother Alec and Sister Anne, with us once again. Since our last year, the devil really desired the sister. My, she really got afflicted, but the Lord delivered her. So we really do appreciate that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to take about an hour's break here. Let's come back around 6, start song worship 6:30, if that would suit everybody. Yes. Let's have a break from 6 up to about 6. Come back inside. Let's start song worship at 6:30. Really looking forward to Brother Lobanza bringing the word this evening and tomorrow. Like I said to him, the Amen. Saints in New Zealand's misfortune is our good fortune. So we do.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Now, the Lord once looked down on a colored lady in Memphis, and he brought down an aeroplane, and he brought a prophet because he wanted a message to be delivered at that time. The prophet hadn't planned it. Maybe the prophet didn't know why he was thinking down a certain line. It's really wonderful how the Lord can rearrange our plans. I think he knows the plans that he has for us. We just wanted to recognize as well is Brother Lubanza's wife. God bless you, sister.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I understand the sister was in on Wednesday, but God bless you, sister. So glad to have you in Dublin. Hope you quickly get used to the weather. It took us a little bit of time, and may the Lord bless you indeed. Let's sing one more song before we dismiss saints, and God bless to the saints as they travel. Safe journey to you as well. Meet Brother Tom tomorrow by the grace of God.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace of mind, leaning on the everlasting. Oh, I'm leaning on Jesus. Safe and secure from the alarms. Yeah, leaning on Jesus. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting. I'm leaning on leaning on Jesus. I'm leaning and secure from all alarms. Then I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessing. What a blessing. Oh, leaning on the everlasting. I'm leaning on Jesus. I'm leaning and secure.
Let's bow our heads, let's close in prayer. Oh Heavenly Father, we bring ourselves before you once again, and we thank you for your word. Father, we thank you for Jesus. Oh Lord, where would we be without you? Father, to hear, Lord, of your perfection once again. Oh, Jesus, but to think that you came down as a
yes,
man.
Jesus.
That, Lord, you chose to come and number yourself amongst us. That you came down to fellowship with us, to rub shoulders with us. That you came down to feel what we feel, to be tempted by what we're tempted in. Oh, Lord, it gives us such a confidence to come unto thee upon this evening as our great high priest, to worship thee, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, how we do thank you for Easter, Lord. How we thank you for what it means, Lord. Father, the fullness, Lord, of the purpose that you came for. Oh, Jesus, to redeem us, Lord. And Father, we thank you, Lord. Even as your word says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Father, we just want to testify upon this night that, Father, we are the redeemed of the Lord. And how we appreciate redemption, how we appreciate your grace and your mercy and all the things that you do for us. And Lord, we thank you that when you ascended up on high, you led captivity captive and you gave gifts unto men. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you've ministered unto us once again, Lord. Father, through one of the gifts that you put inside of men. Bless Brother Tom, Lord. Bless him with your richest blessings, we pray. Father, Lord, may your hand continually be upon him, Lord. Guide him and lead him in the way that he should go. Father, you know his every need. I just pray, Father, that you'd bless him with your abundance, Lord. And even his desire, Lord, the things that he always desires to see for your glory. Father, let it come to pass for your glory, we pray. Father, keep the vision fresh and keep it clear inside of him, Lord. And let the fire keep on burning, Lord. And Father, Lord, as Simeon, Lord, let him rejoice, Father, to see your salvation, Lord. Father, bless Brother Adris, even as they travel going back, Lord, and the visitors in our gates, we thank you for them, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Lubanza's wife. Bless her, Lord, and help her, Lord, Father, in a strange land. Father, Lord, may she just find rest in thee, Father. And Lord, may this become a place that, Lord, inside of herself, Lord, she's settled in the center of your will, Lord. Bless Brother Lubanza, even as he would come, Lord, to break forth the word of life this evening and tomorrow, Lord. Move him and lead him, Lord. You know the desires of our heart, Lord. You know the needs of your people, Father. And Lord Jesus, as we partake of some food and some nourishment, now bless the food to our bodies, Lord, and put strength inside of us. Bring us back once again to worship you, Lord. And Father, as we come to the end of it all, may you be glorified. Father, we're committing everything to you now. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 God bless you, saints. Amen.